This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. As we look to the role that artificial intelligence might play in our near future, the possibilities before us are endless. In fact, artificial intelligence may play a more integral role in healthcare than we ever imagined. The story of artificial intelligence isn't the story of one industry vertical, but rather a layer that touches all elements of our ecosystems and directly creates new ways of being and thinking. Using data drawn from across Los Angeles's 5 supervisory districts, AILA recently unveiled a visually compelling data story called A Love Letter to LA that reflects the challenges of each district, including access to healthcare and the promise of AI innovation in shaping a better future. Here today with us is James Massione, who is the data analyst who compiled the data for the project. And Mr. Massione, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, James, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So tell us about your love letter to LA data story. We've got to hear what this is about.
Sure. So Love Letter to LA was actually the initial title for this immersive art exhibit that we created for an AILA event called Fun for Funds Festival. And it was later reimagined to be Darkness Behind the Light. And it's the first phase of the data story, which I'll get into later. But these exhibits were an experiment in educational entertainment, in which we aggregated a large amount of public data specific to LA County. And then we themed them according to the key population health and sustainability pain points of each supervisor district at LA County. So the data was transformed by a world-renowned AI data sculpturist. It was generative AI art. And he created these AI visual displays. We had 5 kiosks that represented this information, and we had QR codes next to it that were made available at each exhibit for the audience to learn about the underlying data feeding the art. Now, the reason why it went to Darkness Behind the Light is because Todd, who's the president of AILA, just realized that, you know, it was such a festive occasion, and, you know, there's really, I guess, the ills of our community being shown in these abstract visual displays. So, you know, we had some kiosks that were themed. For example, District 1 was accessibility, the places we go. District 2 was environment, the air that we breathe. District 3 was the homes we inhabit. District 4 was racial equity, the skin we live in. And District 5 was health access. So, you know, it attracted about 600 attendees. It was the largest residential rooftop in North America. And, you know, it was a very, very festive event, but the art was very abstract at that point. So phase 2, we deployed 5 kiosks with dashboards with the same data on in these kiosks that showed Tableau dashboards that they could interact with. So it took the abstract art and made it concrete. And in this phase also, we're going to deploy a natural language processing platform where users can actually query the data, meaning they could speak to it directly and ask it questions about their neighborhoods. So this next phase that we're in now is going to be moving towards just kind of like an innovative way in civic engagement, if you will, just to get the people's ID or the biggest pain points, the consensus pain points of the community. And then we're going to drill down with AI and ML to get more predictive models to kind of guide, I guess, engagement on all levels in the community.
Well, I'm sure the listeners, as well as myself, we found this to be very fascinating, and the whole situation here and all the data that you've collected. What actually inspired this project? I'm sure that would be interesting to hear the inspiration here.
Sure. During COVID, I've worked a lot on public data and just predictive models for COVID itself and just risk stratifying neighborhoods. So one of the things that I'm trying to encourage personally is for organizations to leverage public data better. So the idea is, you know, with AI and ML, there's so many predictors out there in the environment, and there's also a lot of public data available. So the way I look at it is the higher resolution the picture, you know, the better idea you'll get of the problem. So when you add, you know, organizational data to public data, you get a really high resolution picture of your environment. And, you know, this could be down to like the census tract. And it could be very, very powerful in terms of, you know, not just innovation, but also like affecting change.
Now, can you tell us more about the data that you actually collected about access to healthcare in Los Angeles? What trends and disparities did you notice?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's in California, actually, there's a really good organization called Healthy Places Index. And, you know, there's very like high resolution Medicare data as well. The county of Los Angeles is also very good at sharing public data, like through their GIS platforms. So, you know, altogether, this data can really tell you an interesting picture. Like, you know, there are trends that are most likely reproducible in different places, like the higher education you'd get, you know, the better life expectancy of your newborns. You know, things about commuting and income and, you know, the certain regions. Now, the interesting thing about when you dive into high resolution data like that, it gives you a really unique picture of every community, right? So if I were to average it out, for example, in LA County, some of the effects get washed away if I zoom out, so to speak. If I zoom in, though, you could actually see the neighborhoods, you know, in really fine detail and see which neighborhoods have specific needs. And, you know, all of this data kind of works together in order to create this picture. Now, if you have so much data, it kind of helps to have a machine crunch it all. So we're running a lot of statistical tests on all the data and seeing what the relationships are between the predictors.
Well, we're certainly appreciative of all you're doing in LA and for introducing all this information to us. And again, we thank you for your efforts. Today, we're speaking with Mr. James Massione, a senior information systems analyst at Los Angeles County Department of Health Services and a data analyst for Artificial Intelligence LA or AI LA here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how might AI present potential opportunities and solutions to the challenges depicted in your data story?
Yeah, so, you know, even for our current project, we want to make it community-led. So community input is very important to us. There are tons of, you know, disparate problems throughout our community, and we'd rather have our analysis guided by the people. So we're trying to figure out innovative ways to get their input in a non-biased way. And once they do that, then we can drill down on the problems. Of course, you know, there's so many problems to solve, but we're also willing, you know, to tackle those as they come. And we're trying to get input from all the stakeholders, you know, from the community itself, from organizers, from leaders, to try to figure out which pain points are greatest to them, and we can drill down on them with AI. Now, AI, like I said, is very good at crunching numbers, like tons of numbers. So, you know, depending on what kind of inputs and what kind of data that you have, it's just really fast at finding out, you know, which specific patterns can lead to the best insights.
Also, in addition, tell us about the upcoming NFT auction, if you would.
Right. So Ouch's work, and it's probably it's part of the way that this project's going to get funded as well, is some of the art that was generated by Ouch Studios is going to be auctioned at an NFT event, I think in February. And, you know, that's going to help fund, you know, these operations and fund the organization as a whole. AILA is really keen on democratizing AI and just inspiring innovation and education throughout the LA community.
Again, Mr. Massione, we really do appreciate your visit with us here today. And again, all that you're doing and introducing the love letter to LA data story. I think it's fabulous and fascinating. As far as links are concerned, where can listeners get further information per the conversation today? And of course, we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast as we always do.
Yeah, so they can go to joinaila.org. I will actually share some links with you as well, a write-up about this story. And like I said, there's three parts. So the first phase was darkness behind the light. The second phase that we're in now is called light at the end of the funnel. And the AI result of what we get is going to be called illumination. So meaning like the nation's illuminated. So it's going to be really exciting. We have that light theme going. And, I hope to kind of share the information and what we did with other communities so maybe they can reproduce it.
And again, listeners, for more details, simply visit joinai.la. Mr. Macion, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Eric.
You're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with James Macion, a senior information systems analyst at Los Angeles County Department of Health Services and a data analyst for Artificial Intelligence LA or AI LA. And for all the details, simply visit joinai.la. LA. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.